Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and the Blues Report, presented by Ryan Kelly, Schnucks, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, and Hair Saloon for Men. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. Just a moment, it's a visit with Chris Raby. He'll be hosting Blues pre- and post-game shows tonight and the intermissions on the Blues Radio Network. It's the Blues and the Carolina Hurricanes this evening from Enterprise Center. Hurricanes, terrific start, 4-0-1, winless in their last four, overall 6-6-2. Blues, meanwhile, coming off an embarrassing 5-1 loss Saturday night at home. Their record now sits at 4-5-8. You'll hear from some of the players, head coach Mike Yeo, in just a moment. But I want to remind you about Ticket Tuesdays at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Blues fans are invited to join the party all season long for St. Louis Blues Ticket Tuesdays. Always fun to do these. Customers can enter to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hotshots location during every Tuesday Blues game this season. Throw on your Blues gear, show up, and register to win a pair of tickets and cheer on the Blues while you enjoy some awesome specials on food and drinks, including Bud Family and Jack Daniels, Blues Sampler appetizers, and more. Hotshots, proud partner of the St. Louis Blues, home of Blues fans for more than 28 years. On Saturday night, the Blues lost 5-1 to Minnesota. They were outshot 45-16. What is going on defensively with the club? They have given up three goals or more in 11 of 12 games. Goaltender Jake Allen.
I don't think there's any easy fix to any of this. You know, it's not something that you just click your fingers or maybe put a player here, put a player there that's just going to evaporate, you know, or some of our bad performances and turn them into good things. It's going to be a process. You know, it really is. We put ourselves in a spot where we're really going to have to grind and find a way to get points.
And last game?
From our group effort, it wasn't good enough. And it wasn't even the shot total that was the big deal. It was just, you know, our attitude, the way we carried ourselves throughout the game. It wasn't good enough from this group. You know, I think I have really high expectations for myself and this group, and, you know, we didn't exceed those, come even close in that last game.
Head coach Mike Yeo.
We got to make sure that this isn't a big step back. That's the thing for us right now. We are trending. We are going in the right direction. Obviously, we laid an egg there, and let's not kid ourselves. That was a bad one. Now, where are we after that? You know, are we still trending in the right direction, or are we kind of starting from ground zero again?
So what are you going to do to get ready for tonight?
Making sure mentally, physically, emotionally, we are prepared to go into the game. We understand how hard it is, how hard we have to play, and we're prepared and really ready and willing to do it for 60 minutes. And we get every guy doing that, and we get every guy at the end of the night feeling good about, you know, the attitude and the effort that they brought, then we're going to like where we're at.
Mike Yeo and the Blues, it's another very important game, and I'm sure Mike Yeo is feeling a lot of heat heading into tonight's game at Enterprise Center. Reminder, this is presented by Hair Saloon, their home base right here in St. Louis. They now have 16 locations in the area. Took my boy there over the weekend. He got the perfect haircut. I go there as well. And wouldn't you know, when I walked in the door, saw a buddy of mine as well. Hair Saloon keeps client notes on each customer, so on each visit, you can be assured that they know what you want, and they'll do that in the privacy of your own cutting station. On-the-house services include, with your haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all that for just $22. For an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage or neck shave. That's all at Hair Saloon for Men. For those that did not see it, big news in the NHL today. The Chicago Blackhawks fired Joel Quenneville, the former Blues coach. He had won three Stanley Cups with the Blackhawks, the longest tenured coach in the NHL. He had been with the team since 2008. Chicago named their AHL coach to the position of head coach of the Chicago Blackhawks. Joel Quenneville, one of the greatest coaches in Blues history, one of the greatest coaches in NHL history. He is now a free agent, and you got to wonder if that turns up the heat on Mike Yeo. Coming up, we'll talk it over with Chris Raby.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on Scoops with DannyMac.com, a chance to visit with Chris Raby. He'll have the call of the Blues pre- and post-game show on the Blues Radio Network and KMOX Radio and the intermissions as well. We get to visit in studio, and Chris, we take a look back at Saturday night first before we talk about tonight's game at Enterprise Center as the homestand continues.
I'm not sure there has been an uglier game this season. And there's been some ugly games. That was ugly.
You know, I think, Dan, the ugliest and toughest part about it for the Blues was you were coming off two great wins over Chicago and Vegas. It looked like you were getting things turned around. You were getting guys healthy back into the lineup, whether it be a Robbie Fabry, a Carl Gunnarsson. You saw some flashes, I think, of some very good things in that Vegas game. And then you were just incredibly flat. I know fans sometimes can say, how can that happen? But we heard after the game from guys saying, hey, we knew what Minnesota was going to come out with. They were going to play a simple game. They're going to, all the cliches, fire pucks at the net, get traffic in front. And that's exactly what the Wild did. And then the Blues really, there was never a counterpunch. There were a couple of opportunities, you know, when they made it 2-1. And then they had some chances through the latter parts of the first period. But then Minnesota gets a late goal. And then in the second period, you can just never get any closer. And it just seemed like, you know, the Wild were just getting better and better and better. So I think that's the disappointing part, is that, you know, guys said we knew what they were going to do. We weren't ready for it, and we didn't play the kind of game we needed to play, and that's frustrating.
The Blues were outshot 45-16. Jeremy Rutherford of The Athletic, though, pointed this out. Including Wild attempts that were blocked or missed the net, they had a total of 72 shots. 72! I mean, that can't happen, and that has been, to me, the disturbing trend of the Blues. Their defense has been awful this year.
Well, and especially the defensive style that they were playing and that they have played, and without getting too technical into it, the way the defensemen were going to cover Minnesota and coming up to the blue line, that leaves forwards in front of the net. And when you have a team like Minnesota that's just firing pucks at the net, and you've got forwards trying to essentially defend, that leaves them vulnerable, and that leaves Jake Allen vulnerable. I know that there's been heat on the defense. There's been some heat on Jake. I don't really know what you expect from your goaltender. Through two periods, it was like 35-9 in terms of shots. The Blues killed four Minnesota power plays too. All right? Like, think about that. Minnesota was 0-for-4 on the power play. They still put up five goals, and they still put up, you know, those numbers that you just mentioned. It could have been a lot uglier, and you've got to figure out a way to tighten that up, especially for a team who's really relied on his defense the last year or two.
I have thought that O'Reilly has been as good as advertised. Would you agree?
Absolutely. He's been their best player. We were talking on post-game, Dan, that you kind of shudder to think where they would be without him right now, because he just does all the little things. And whether it's scoring opportunities and forechecking and creating in the offensive zone, it's what he brings to the power play. It's what he does as a defensive forward. He's been fantastic. Now, unfortunately, sometimes, especially in that game on Saturday, it seemed like for long stretches, he was really the only guy that you were focused on, was the only guy that was having much luck creating anything. But they're going to need more from a lot of other players. But again, he has been really, really good, and I think you're very excited about what you've gotten from him.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here. Big things are happening at Schnucks, especially in October. This month, you'll start to see Schnucks stores popping up all over the city. Living in St. Louis, you know Schnucks is committed to the communities they serve. Now, there will be 19 new Schnucks stores in neighborhoods all around town. You'll also notice that prices are falling, and your points will be piling up with the Schnucks Rewards app. So check out a new store near you. Come say hello. Visit Schnucks.com for the full list of new stores. See you at Schnucks.
Ryan O'Reilly extended his point streak to 7 games, 4 goals, 8 assists on Saturday. He's now just 1 game shy of tying his career-high point streak of 8 games. We'll see if he gets that tonight. Pat Maroon, the hometown kid, comes home. Now, to me, and you can equate this to any sport, a guy goes and plays in his hometown, there's pressure. Family, friends. He also passed up longer deals. He's on a 1-year deal. I wrote about this on the website yesterday. As I watch him, I'm watching a guy that's pressing. You think that's fair?
Yeah, and, you know, I think that everything you just listed is fair, and I'm sure that he would say he's just trying to go out and play hockey, but, you know, we're humans, and you can't help but think about some of that stuff. We saw him drop down to the fourth line in the game on Saturday, and again, to go to a hockey cliche, he's just got to do what he does, and we've seen him try to, you know, drag the team along and spark some emotion at the end of the first period in that Vegas game. He kind of got into it with Ryan Reeves, and he tried to get it going with Foligno at the end of the first period against Minnesota the other night, but, you know, kind of got popped, and they had to kind of abruptly end the fight. But, you know, I think that he certainly is not the only guy that needs to bring his level up a little bit, but for the factors you mentioned and being here at home and signing the 1-year deal, there is a bit more of, I guess, a spotlight on some of his struggles, fair or unfair.
You know, you mentioned Jake Allen. Right now, the Blues are currently fourth in the NHL in goals per game. And when you say that, it's not always the goalie's fault. It's people in front of him. It's shots on goal. But when I watch him, I'm wondering, can you get the big save? Is he going to come up with the big save? Is he the right guy right now for the job? What do you think? You're around it every day.
You know, he at times he looks as good as I think anyone in the league and any goaltender that we've seen the Blues have. And then at times you see him struggle. They're scoring a lot. They're giving up a lot. I don't know how much of it you put on the defense. There certainly are goals that he lets in that are kind of head-scratchers, the proverbial one he'd love to have back, and you know then he'll go and make an incredibly athletic save. Do I think he's the guy? Well, I know he's going to be the guy because of the contract status and because of just the decisions and the chain of events that have unfolded over the past season or two with what they've done with the other goaltenders that have been in here, whether it be Brian Elliott or Carter Hutton last year. I think he can be the guy. I really thought, Dan, that the increased scoring by the Blues this year and the firepower they're going to have offensively would be kind of the last link, because they've lost a lot of games over the last couple of years, 2-0, 2-1, 3-2. And if you're able to give your goaltender some offensive, I guess, firepower and take a little bit of pressure off him, maybe that would be kind of the last thing they needed. But to this point, Jake has not been great. He's been great at times, kind of like this team has, but hasn't consistently been great. I think that, you know, a lot of it has to fall on the entire unit, but, you know, there are some games where you've just got to make that big save. You've got to make the momentum-changing save, and more times than not this year, we haven't seen that.
I'm shocked when I watched Alex Pietrangelo this year. It does not look like the same player for whatever reason, and it could be, you know, the guy he's paired with. It could be the situations he's put in, whatever the case. And I think to an extent, Tarasenko, I've seen at times he's played well. I thought in the two-game winning streak, he was one of the better players on the ice. But those two have to be good every night. And for whatever reason, there's not consistency with those two, and in particular with Pietrangelo.
That's just like the head-scratcher. The couple of guys that you don't pencil them in, you pen them in terms of what you expect from them. It's been a bit rocky. Your leaders and your best players have to be your best players, you know? And again, it's simple to say, but we haven't seen that enough. Last year, when you went through your really rough stretch and kind of fell out of the playoff picture, what was it? It was some of your best players on certain nights disappearing, including Vladimir Tarasenko. That can't happen. We can't just be talking about Ryan O'Reilly being the best player or about Robbie Fabry coming back from injury and what he has shown you. So, you know, you're certainly, I think you're going to know one of two things by probably 2 days after Thanksgiving, because this stretch in your schedule is brutal. You've had a lot of days off over the first 6 weeks of the season.
But you've been at home. Well,
that's what I'm saying. Listen, you're going to know one or two things.
Come on, Raby.
You're going to know one of two things. You're going to know that this team has turned it around. They've responded. They've dragged themselves back into the picture in the Central. Or you're going to know this is not what we expected, then you might start to see some changes. We saw LA already fire their coach. Yeah. So I think in the next 2 or 3 weeks against really good teams, this will be a litmus test. This will be a very good indicator of if this team is a playoff caliber team this year, or if you say, we're going to start to figure out going in another direction.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
This is Dan McLaughlin, and I'm proud to be the first member of Fuse Select. It's a new first-of-its-kind program ever to hit St. Louis through the Lou Fuse Automotive Network. So what exactly is Fuse Select? Here you go. It's a monthly car subscription that's an alternative to leasing or owning a vehicle. Just download the Fuse Select app. You could be driving an SUV for family trips. Maybe it's a fun sports car for date nights, a luxury sedan for a daily commute. And with your subscription, insurance, maintenance, cleaning is all included. My favorite part of the program, unlimited flips. The Fuse Select Concierge team delivers the vehicle of your choice right to your doorstep. Unlimited flips. It's incredible. Fuse Select. Learn more. Sign up at Fuse.com. Fuse Select, like owning a multi-car garage.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
I thought 2 weekends ago against the Blackhawks, it was must win for Mike Yeo. And they came out. Remember, they responded, had a great game. Going into tonight, I don't know if it's must win, but man, it's awfully close. Put it this way, you can't come out flat.
Well,
there's got to be a sense of urgency as they take the ice.
You've got to win, you know? Like this is the kind of game you've got to win. Against Carolina.
I mean, you should win at home. Your home ice. Come on.
Come out like you did against Chicago, against Calgary, against Vegas. And you could tell, man, in the first, you know, 10 minutes of that Minnesota game, it was like, this is not good. Like, the ice is tilted one way. And, you know, again, this team has been good at responding to adversity over the last couple of years. I'm not sure we've got enough data this year, but it's not a good thing if you always have to respond to adversity, because that means you're having a lot of adversity. And, you know, I'm not saying you got to win 10 games in a row, but look at what's going on around the Central Division and around the West. Like, it's going to take 90, maybe 95 points to make the postseason. And especially with these games at home, if you're letting those points slip away, you're going to back yourself into a really uncomfortable corner.
These are great. I'll have you tuned in tonight. You're on the air at what time?
6:30 for the pregame skate and then 7 o'clock faceoff.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. And you can always hear our Blues previews, and that is Monday through Friday on Scoops with Danny Mac. And Chris Raby will join us. You can hear him tonight on KMOX in the Blues Radio Network. Want to remind everybody that next Monday, Bud Select presents Dan McLaughlin, Tim McKernan, Q&A live from the Improv Shop. Our special guest will be the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak, fresh off the GM meetings. Doors open at 5:30. Our Q&A starts at 6:30. Nana Mama's Pizza provides all the food. It's all you can eat. Bud Select will have the beer there. There's buckets of beer and our specials there as well. And it's only $50, and the proceeds of that night will go to Three Little Birds for Life. So he's fresh off the GM meetings. If you want to know what's going on in the baseball world, really should be a fun night at the Improv Shop. Three Little Birds for Life will be the recipient of a big check, and we hope you're a part of it. Just go to eventbrite.com, search my name. You can search Tim McKernan's name or John Mozeliak and be a part of that event. Again, $50, the price of your ticket, all you can eat. Sit down and enjoy some baseball talk, and that'll be on Monday at the Improv Shop with John Mozeliak, myself, and Tim McKernan. You know, if you're new to Scoops with DannyMac.com, sometimes I forget, I should remind folks, we do a lot of different things. For instance, you're a Blues fan, you're on the website, you're listening to Chris Raby, you're getting a Blues preview tonight. Tomorrow, you're going to hear from Brian Walton. He is out at the Arizona Fall League, so you'll get an insight into what's happening with the minor leaguers of the St. Louis Cardinals. Thursday, you'll get a Mizzou preview from Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. Friday, you'll hear from Ben Fredrickson, the sports columnist from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and we'll talk about everything that's happening in the world of sports. If you were on the site, let's say, last night and yesterday, I wrote a blog on what happened over the weekend and looking ahead at the week of St. Louis sports. Last week, Greg Garcia gets released essentially by the Cardinals, picked up by the San Diego Padres. Boom, immediately an interview with Greg Garcia. Last night, John Paul Morosi, an insider from the MLB Network and Fox Sports, and you see him on the World Series and various things, one of the top baseball insiders in the game. He was live from the GM meeting. So all these things happen on the website, and there's always various different things that drop daily. Another one would be Tuesdays with Travis has just been added, and that's Tuesdays with Travis Ford, the SLU head basketball coach. So if you like these things and want them to just drop on your phone, on your iPad, on your selected device, all you have to do is go to Android, iTunes, go to scoopswithdannymac.com, and it'll drop right there. Just subscribe to the podcast. It'll drop right there on your device, and you will get those daily. So I really appreciate the support. Support our sponsors, and thanks for checking out ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. By the way, if you're a soccer fan, I know this will be a must-listen-to podcast tomorrow. I will be visiting with Jim Cavanaugh. He is heading up the group to bring MLS to St. Louis. And hopefully later tonight or tomorrow or Thursday, I'll also have a visit with Frank Beverito. Some exciting news of different sports events coming to St. Louis, and he is the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission. Big, big game for the Blues tonight. Let's go, Blues. Thanks for checking out Scoops with DannyMac.com.